I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, arraignment on Long Island this morning for the woman accused of driving the wrong way on the Southern State Parkway and causing a crash that ended the life of her own little boy. Joining us live now from Suffolk County, 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall with the story. Sophia.
And Donna, Carrie Bedrick sat quietly in court in a wheelchair as the judge says this is one of the most tragic cases he has ever heard. Bedrick is accused of driving high on drugs and drunk, causing a four-car crash that killed her nine-year-old son named Eli. It happened on the Southern State Parkway, and prosecutors say she was driving in the wrong direction for 5 miles before the four-car crash happened. The judge held her on $2 million bond. Her driver's license before this crash suspended 56 times. Her attorney says his client is medically not well because she has spina bifida, epilepsy, and narcolepsy. Prosecutors say Bedrick admitted to taking prescriptions and meth before driving. She pleaded not guilty. Donna?
Sophia Hall with that story from Long Island. Well, 5 years after a deadly Christmas Day hit and run in Queens, there's finally been an arrest. U.S. Marshals took the suspect, Ravindra Dharamajit, into custody yesterday in the South American country of Guyana, where they say he fled to avoid justice. The 26-year-old is accused of running down 67-year-old Ainsley Dalrymple as he crossed Rockaway Boulevard in Ozone Park, then speeding away from the scene. Investigators say the victim was hit so hard he was sent flying, landed more than 150 feet away. A 15-year-old boy now under arrest in the deadly shooting of a man in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Police say the victim, 54-year-old Darryl McMillan, was on Monroe Street at Patchen Avenue Wednesday afternoon when the teen opened fire, killing him with a gunshot wound to the chest. There's been no word yet on a motive for the shooting. The teen is charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. Well, members of the FDNY are going on a cross-country bike ride, not here in the U.S., but overseas, to help a charity that supports firefighters living with PTSD.
23 years after the September 11th terror attacks, people continue to get sick, and there are festering mental wounds, too. FDNY Battalion Chief Danny Sheridan.
Firefighters now are starting to really, it's starting to kick in a little bit, you know. It's like, because when you're in it, you don't see it. It's kind of, you just have like this tunnel vision. But now that some time has passed, now, because it was so big when it happened, now we're starting to realize the full magnitude of what happened.
Sheridan and other firefighters will spend this anniversary biking across Ireland to raise money for Friends of Firefighters, a group that provides free counseling and mental health services. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A woman who police say was an innocent bystander is now in the hospital after a shooting last night in the Bronx.
The 35-year-old victim was shot in the back and is in stable condition. She was hit while sitting outside with friends in front of a bodega at the corner of Franklin Avenue and East 170th Street. Marina Lopez owns the shop.
My husband called and he said, there's a shooter in front of the store. And I just started looking at the cameras, and then I saw, the girl fell on the floor.
The shooter was wearing a ski mask. Some witnesses say he was the same man who fired shots in the same location last Sunday. Police have yet to find him. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Morrisania section of the Bronx.
Well, Mayor Adams signing an executive order this week directing every city agency to see whether any of the properties they own could possibly be converted into affordable housing. Now the group Friends of the Upper West Side is offering some help. It says the former Calhoun School building, which sits unused on West 74th Street, is only in need of some basic renovation and could easily be transformed. The site was bought last year by a private equity firm that wants to convert it to a women's homeless shelter, but at a cost to city taxpayers. Friends of the Upper West Side says the way they see it, affordable housing would be a much better use for the building. A police officer in Paterson, New Jersey, finding himself on the wrong side of a pair of handcuffs yesterday. Investigators say the 25-year-old man was arrested for allegedly stealing $67 worth of clothing from a Marshall store in Totowa, where he'd been working as a security guard. Along with shoplifting, he is now also charged with official misconduct. The builders of the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge now facing a lawsuit.
The bridge that replaced the Tappan Zee is just 6 years old. It is supposed to last a century. First, there were issues with bolts. Now, anchor pipes, 61 out of 192, don't make the grade, according to the Thruway Authority. They have to be retrofitted. The Thruway Authority says Tappan Zee constructors won't do the work, so they're suing. No immediate response from the bridge builder, which has been fighting the state over payments. Rockland County Executive Ed Day has heard from the head of the Thruway Authority.
They already have put together a program of inspections, replacements, so they are moving it along. They assure us.
The Thruway Authority says the bridge is safe. This is a matter of durability. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Westchester.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.